Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Lord of my heart,
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. We thank the Lord for you and your presence and the holy angels that are with us and those that are joining us via the internet or who will listen to the rebroadcast later on. We pray where we will be praying right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this holy day of rest. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, what you have done in our life, Lord. Our life should reflect your life and what you have done for us, Lord. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, O Lord. Help us, O Father, to draw closer to you. Help us to reflect your lovely image when we go through our trials, when we go through temptation, discouragement, when we go through short temperament, anger, whatever it is, O Lord, help us to reflect your lovely image, Father. We pray that you will be with our friends, our family, the children, O Lord, our loved one, Lord. We pray that you will have mercy upon them, O Father. Help them, O Lord. May their hearts be bind to your heart, O Father. Please, Lord, have mercy upon us where we have failed and come short, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Help us not to put you in a box, O Father. Help us, O Father, to not to give up, O Father, or to quick to say this will not work, O Lord, but help us to trust in you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. and to lead not unto our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways, Lord. We thank you ever so much. Bless each and everyone that's joined us, those that will be joining us. Bless the speaker in a marked way, Lord. Bless the testimonies, the prayer requests, Lord, and the sharing time, the songs, Lord, and the encouraging words, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to be unified on one accord. We thank you ever so much, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I just, again, want to thank the Lord for my brothers and sisters and for what God has been doing in your life. So I will just share. I'll just say this song. I'll speak it out. I won't sing it. It's, the words are beautiful, but I don't know the tune yet, so I'll just say it. And the title is, I Hear Thy Welcome Voice. Wow. What a wonderful thing to be able to hear the still voice, the welcome voice of Jesus. And it say, I hear thy welcome voice that call me, Lord, to thee for cleansing in thy precious blood that flows on Calvary. And the chorus is, I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me in the blood that flows on Calvary. Two, the coming weak and bow, thus doeth my strength assure, thus does my vileness cleanse, till spotless, all and pure. I'm coming, Lord. Lord, come into thee. Wash me, clean me in the blood that flows on Calvary. Three, 'tis Jesus calling me on to perfect faith and love, to perfect hope and peace and trust for earth and heaven above. I'm coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flows on Calvary. And the last one, all hail atoning blood, all hail redeeming grace, all hail the gift of Christ, our Lord, our strength in righteousness. Oh, yes, I'm coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in thy blood that flows on Calvary. What a beautiful song that is. And we all should say, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm coming. Please help me make my robe white, oh, Lord. Help me to be spotless, sinless. Oh, what a day that will be to meet our Savior, to see him face to face. Amen. And I'll read something from the testimony for the church. This is volume 3, Confession Made Too Late. When a crisis finally comes, as it surely will, and God speaks in behalf of his people, those who have sinned, those who have been a cloud of darkness, and who have stood directly in the way of God's working for his people, may become alarmed at the length they have gone in murmuring and in bringing discouragement upon the cause. Like Achan, becoming terrified, they may acknowledge that they have sinned, but their confession are too late and are not of the right kind to benefit themselves. Although they may relieve the cause of God, do not make their confessions because of a conviction of their true state and a sense of how displeasing their courses has been to God. God may give this class another test, another proving, and let them show that they are no better prepared to stand free from all rebellion and sin than before their confessions were made. They are inclined to be ever on the side of wrong, and when the call is made, for those who will be on the Lord's side to make a decided move to vindicate the right, they will manifest their true position. Those who have been nearly all their life controlled by a spirit as foreign to the Spirit of God, as was Achan's, will be very positive when the time comes for decided action on the part of all. They will not claim to be on either side. The power of Satan has so long held them that they seem blinded and have no inclination to stand in defense of right. If they do not take a determined course on the wrong side, it is because they have a clear sense of the right, but because they dare not. Mercy. May the Lord have mercy, and may none of us be found as Achan and his family, or on those who knows right and do it wrong. Lord, that will be, really sad. So may none of us be found weighted in the balance. May all of us repent and ask the Lord, what is thy will, Lord? Show me, teach me. What shall I do? Amen. And I want to read something else from Testimony to the Church, Volume 3. And this is... Okay. It said, if you love him as he has loved you, you would not shun an experience in the dark chapter of the suffering of the Son of God. When we contemplate the humiliation of Christ, beholding his self-denial and self-sacrifice, we are filled with amazement at the manifestation of divine love for guilty man. When for Christ's sake we are called to pass through trials that are of a humiliating nature, if we have the mind of Christ, we shall suffer them with meekness. Yes, meekness. Not resenting injury or resisting evil. We shall manifest the spirit that dwell in Christ. And we know Christ did not speak a word. So may we have that same spirit, that repine. We don't talk back. We take it with meekness. And we just pray and ask the Lord to give us strength to go through it. Who are standing in the counsel of God at this time? Is it those who virtually exercise wrong amongst the professed people of God and who murmur in their heart? If not openly against those who would reprove sin, it is those who take their stand against them and sympathize with those who commit wrong. So we should not be sympathizing with those who commit wrong. We should pray for them, pray with them, and, tell them Jesus is soon to come. It's best to repent. Continuing. No, indeed, unless they repent and leave the work of Satan in oppressing those who have the burden of the work and in holding up the hands of sinner in Zion, they will never receive the mark of God's seal and approval. They will fall in the general destruction of the wicked, represented by the work of the five men bearing slaughter weapon. Mark this point with care. Those who receive the pure mark of truth wrought in them by the power of the Holy Ghost, represented by a mark by the man in linen, are those that sigh and that cry for all the abomination that be done in the church. Their love for purity and the honor and glory of God is such. And they have so clear a view of the exceedingly sinfulness of sin that they represent as being in agony, even sighing and crying. And also reading Ezekiel is good. And it goes along with this chapter. And again, this is third volume testimony for the church, paragraph 267.1. Amen. The Lord is truly good, and he's warning us to repent and to seek him and to draw closer and not to sympathize with those that do wrong, but to pray for them and to tell them they're wrong in love, of course. Lord, help us, you know, to be truly his messenger, his disciple, his ambassadors. If anyone has a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, now is the time. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. It's truly good to praise God, because God filled that void deep down that no human can fill. And when we're in the presence of God, there's peace, there's comfort, there's joy. All our worries should be set aside. And the Lord should take up our hearts, our mind, and fill it with his goodness, his love, his grace to each and every one of us. I'll go ahead and open the line for the first caller. That's press 1. Again, thank you for joining us this evening. 518-482, happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to one and all.
Amen.
You know, and this is Sister Cancinelli speaking from upstate New York. You know, just now I was just looking not too long ago what is going on in the world, what was going on between the our president and the Pope. And I was watching there, and I see, you could see how near we are to the end of time. Things are really wrapping up quickly. You know what I noticed in that short moment that the two of them, they met for 90 minutes, but they take but more than but half an hour. And I saw that a coin, when he shaked the president, shaked the Pope's hand, he placed a coin in his hands. My dear brothers and sisters, do you know what that means? That coin that he placed in the hands of the Pope, the president put that coin in the hands of the Pope. Well, I don't know if I'm right, but I think it's the giving up of the United States for the Pope to rule. If it's not, maybe I might be directly, you know, right. But I think that is something that these coins would be no more. And then we would go to some other, we wouldn't have to use money anymore then. We would have this mark, but you have to get this mark to do everything, to buy and sell anything. And I think that was what was really going on there. I was just amazed, but not shocked, because I know the time is coming, and the time is coming very quickly. You know, I was reading just now of Peter's denial. Peter says, everyone know this story about Peter. Peter declared, he said, even if everyone else desert you, I will not desert you. But Jesus said to him, the truth is, this is this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And Peter insisted. He said, no, I'm not going to deceive you. I'm not going to leave you. Not even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. And all the other disciples vowed the same thing. Then Jesus brought them to the olive grove, and that's called Gethsemane. And he said, sit here while I go ahead to pray. He took Peter and Zebedee, two sons, James and John, and he began to be filled with anguish and deep distress. He told them, "My soul is crushed with grief to the point of death. Stay here and watch with me." He went on a little farther, and with there his face down on the ground, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup of suffering be taken away from me. Yet, I want your will, not mine." Then he returned to the disciples, and guess what? We know all they were fast asleep. He said to them, Peter, he said, "Could you stay awake and watch with me, not even for 1 hour?" So it is very important that at this time of history that we keep alert and pray. Otherwise, temptation will overpower us. For through the Spirit, though the Spirit is willing enough, we know that the body is very weak. You know, Jesus used Peter's drowsiness to teach us a lesson, to warn of him about the kinds of temptation he would soon face. The way to overcome temptation is to be alert to it and pray. Being alert involves being aware of the possibilities of temptations, sensitive to the subtleties, and spiritually equipped to fight it. Because temptation strikes when we are most vulnerable. We can't resist it alone. We cannot resist temptation alone by ourselves. Prayer is essential because God's strength can shore up and defense and defeat Satan's foe. So unless God is with us, we are no match for the wicked one. We could be overcome very easily. So this my little advice for us all here tonight is to keep our eyes open. Pray a lot, because if no time we need to be praying, it is now. You know, in verses 26, I was reading that story from Matthew 26. It is in Peter's denial. You could read it when you get home. It's in Matthew 26, 33 to 39, yes. And you could read that story about Peter's denial. You know, when we think about Peter's denial, there are three stages in his denial. One, first he acted confused, and then he says he didn't know what the girl does. This is another occasion when he denied that he was walking with Christ. He acted confused, and he says he didn't know what the girl was talking about. Second, using an oath, he denied that he never knew Jesus. And third, he began to curse and swear. Believers who deny Christ often begins doing so subtly by pretending not to know him. When opportunities to discuss religious issues comes up, they walk away or pretend they don't know the answer. With only little more pressure, they can be induced in the flatly denial of their relationship with Christ. If any of us on this line tonight find ourselves subtly avoiding occasions to talk about Christ, watch out. We may be on that road of denial. And that is my little talk to you this evening. Watch. I would like to sing this old hymn, "Watch Ye Saints with Eyelids Awakening." And if you know it, you can join in with me and sing this beautiful hymn. "Watch ye saints with eyelids awakening, Lord, the powers of heaven are shaking.
Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, ready for your Lord's returning. Lo, he comes. Lo, Jesus comes. Lo, he comes. He comes, oh glorious. Jesus comes to reign victorious. Lo, he comes. Lord Jesus comes.
And this other song that I would sing, and just a verse or two from it. Christians, seek not yet repose. Cast thy dreams off easily. We are in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Guard thy heavenly armor on. Wear it ever, night and day. Ambushed lies the evil one. Watch and pray. Hear above all, hear thy Lord. Him who thou lovest to obey. Hide within thy heart God's word. Watch and pray. Watch as if on that alone hung the issue of the day. Pray that help may be sent down. Watch and pray. So this is my little advice to us, encouraging us to always be on the watch out. Always be alert, because the devil comes to us when we are, sometimes we are wide awake, but we are sleeping. And I wouldn't say when about wide awake, but when you are sleeping, he comes anytime, anytime he comes to us. So my advice to us as Christians on this line is Christ is coming, his coming is soon, and we have no time to sleep. I'm just singing the first verse.
Christians, seek not yet repose, cast thy dreams off easily. Thou art in the midst of foes. Watch and pray.
Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. And that is my little advice to all of us on this line tonight, and watch and pray, because things are getting, Jesus coming is getting closer and closer. Things are wrapping up very quickly, and we see them, but we, some of us, do not know what is coming. Only those who study God's word will be prepared for such days that lies ahead of us. Thank you, Sister Paula, and everyone, have a happy Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Campanelli, for coming on and sharing, and not be ashamed to share the gospel with those that you come in contact with, and to proclaim the soon coming Savior. And yes, there's so much going on rapidly, and I haven't been keeping up with what's going on there, but I know things are, you know, rapid. Going on, coming to an end, and we know that Jesus soon to come. This has all been foretold, the way it's playing out. We don't know how it's, you know, in what way it would play out, but we see it's playing out right in front of our eyes. We are in the fifth generation, and usually we're on borrowed time. It doesn't usually go to fifth generation, the fourth generation. Something happened, we usually see that. And that's 40. We know the Lord is soon to come. And I've heard that, I believe, next year, January, we're, you know, can't talk about the Sabbath on social media or something, and we can't talk about the Catholic or something to that sort. So may the Lord help us to work while we're at peace, relatively peace, and do the work and get out the book, get out the message, and share and encourage others, and to warn them before it's too late. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Continelli. I'll go to the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for sharing, and thank you for joining us this evening. 985-232, your line is now open.
Yeah, come here. Hello?
Amen. Hi, Sister Brenda. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Good evening, sisters and brothers. I just want to thank God for blessing us through the week. And we still got some days to go, but thank God for the Sabbath. And I would like to read a devotion. I rejoice in knowledge that you died. I rejoice in knowledge that you died so that I may live, my Savior, Jesus Christ. You have given me liberty from death, and I live with the full confidence that my faith shall not be diminished. I thank you for installing and instilling this wisdom in me. Oh, beloved Master, Heavenly Father, and I pray that this confidence grows with each passing day. Amen. Amen. Oh, I thank God for this word of knowledge. I pray that he give me knowledge so I can understand him and take in his word and eat like I eat some food, because I read and read trying to get the knowledge of it. And I have come a long way and still growing. But I thank God for it, and I just love to read the verses, devotion, and the verses, different verses. It just brings me joy. Especially when somebody can tell me what it said and what it is. And I really enjoy, because then I know sometimes I read the devotion on the a prayer when they have a script, and then they tell you what it say. They break it down to you, and I enjoy that because then I know what it say. But I can't remember none of it, but it skips me that quick. But I can, you know, talk about the Lord, what I know, and he interprets what I know from my heart. Thank God, because you know I'm just a babe where no one in my house come up on this. And I followed my sister Leola. She just wandered from church to church, and I followed her. She just looked like that's all she was going to do, and I followed her. So she went here, went there, and I followed. But she got saved, and some of them she went to Iran because it was like they would tap her, hit her, and she'd pass out. I was running from that. I just couldn't take it. I thought they killed her, but nonetheless, I don't know what it was about, but something just told me run, and I just left her there. So some of the churches, we broke loose because I just couldn't take it. I was a scary child. So, and still always was on the scary side. So I just thank God, because it took me, it was hard on me when Brother Yudi was preaching Three Angels, but the Lord looked like he just said, stay in, hang in. You're going to get through, I'm going to get you through it. So I thank God for him keeping me in this 7 day. And, I broke the ice, and now I'm in the ice, and everything is all is good. So I thank God. I'm just asking for prayer for everybody. I'm not going to hold up and bring it to Brother John. Let him speak a few words. God bless you to everyone. Thank you, Sister Carla.
Brother John from Louisiana. Hope everyone's having a blessed evening. We still getting things together as usual. Sister Brenda probably told y'all about us still getting things together. Things coming along pretty nice though at the house and everything. So that's a blessing among a lot of other blessings and things like that. So it's been nice to be back inside the house. And everything else is going as usual. with the blessings and stuff like that. So just going to keep, stay positive inside. And even if negativity, things go happen sometimes, but I still keep positivity in my mind and in my heart and believing in God's going to make a way. And as all of us should, as he wants us to do, believe in him. And no matter what happens, believe that he's going to make things okay. Trouble only comes temporary. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on and sharing what the Lord has done for you and how he has brought you from a mighty long place, and he's still working in your life and in each and every one of our life. We're not here because we're so holy and so righteous. We're here because we're sinners and we're looking for our Savior. Only he can help us and forgive us of our sin and save us. So may we have the lovely character of Jesus. May we have the Christ-like mind so that we can endure even until the end. As we see all these things going on around us, we know that the end is near. And, you know, if you think about it too much, it might be a little frightening, but we know that God said those that are his, he will protect, and that he will hide us, you know, under his mighty hand, and he will protect us and keep us. And if we do, you know, pass, or we die, pray that we die in Christ, he will resurrect us. But we should not be fearful. We should pray. The only reason to be fearful is because that we have not forsaken our worldly ways, and we're still practicing the things of the world and want to be like the world and have not received Christ in our heart. So this is a day by day asking the Lord, what is it that I need to remove? Lord, help me not to backbite, not to gossip, not to curse or smoke, whatever people are doing, drink, the music we're listening to, the food we're eating, because we know our body is a temple of God, and God wants us to be cleansed so he can put his Holy Spirit within us, because, you know, like if you go in someone's house, if it's not clean, it's like you don't want to stay there. You want to leave. But if it's clean and it's nice, you feel welcome and you want to stay and you are happy. So our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'll go to the next caller again. Thank you for calling and joining us, brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath. Also want to thank those that are joining us via the internet. Welcome each and every one of you. Pray that you're having a blessed Sabbath and that you are studying and reading and afflicting your souls and praying and coming together with like-minded believers to share the word and to encourage each other. I'll open the line now for 631-552. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath, Sister Gola. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters, and other like prayer line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line. Thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy. Truly, God has been our protector. He has been our provider. God is overall our all in all. When we think he's not there, he's always there. And in situation of severe conflict, sometimes we allow the conflict to become overbearing. We know that God allow these trials to mold us into his image and into his likeness. As we see in Hebrews chapter 5, that Christ, although he was obedient, but he gain obedience through the things that he suffered. So the more suffering that Christ went through, the more his character was refined according to the divine humanity, because Christ became us, that he could bring us to God in the same way. And if Christ had overcome, he can overcome as well. I want to share this quote from the book, Five Testimony, Volume 5. 5T 133, paragraph 4 and 134.1. It says, The word of God is our standard. Every act of love, every word of kindness, every prayer on behalf of the suffering and oppressed is reported before the eternal throne and placed on heaven's imperishable record. The divine word pours light into the most darkened understanding, and that light makes the most cultivated feel their inefficiency and sinfulness. The enemy is buying souls today very cheap. Ye have sold yourself or not, is the language of the scripture. One is selling his soul for the world's applause, another for money, one to the gratify base passion, another for worldly amusement. Such bargains are made daily. Satan is bidding for the purchase of Christ's blood and buying them cheap, notwithstanding the infinite price which has been laid to ransom them. 134.1. Great blessings and privilege are ours, meaning us as Seventh-day Adventists. He said, great blessings and privilege are ours. We may secure the most valuable heavenly treasures. Let ministers and people remember that gospel truth ruins if it does not save. The soul that refuses to listen to the invitation of mercy from day to day can soon listen to the most urgent appeals without the emotions stirring the soul. So we might be hearing truths after truths, but if it is not refined in us, then we can see what happened to Lucifer. He was there in the presence of the Most High God, but yet still he rejected the truth that Jesus is the begotten of the Father, the one that was with God before the foundation of the world. And he rejected the truth. And we see, even though we are learning, reading all these books, the Spirit of Prophecies, the Bible, but if those truths, he says, let ministers and people remember that the gospel truth ruins if it does not save. So if those truths does not save us, then it will ruin us. Thank you for opening up my line. I seek it. Ask for prayers for me, my children, and all my family members, and those who I'm witnessing to, those who have reached out and give out books and literature. I pray that the Holy Spirit will impress their hearts, that they will read these books, and it will help them to make decisions for eternity.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for coming on and sharing and reading that quote. Yes, we will keep you in prayer, and you know, those that you have given the books to, and also the family, your children and family back in Jamaica, and I believe in England and throughout the world. We all have family that are scattered, and we want them to be saved. We want them to come into the knowledge of accepting Christ as their Savior. So that's a burden on our hearts. Amen. And I would like to share this reading. It's taken from Testimonies to the Church, Volume 3, Chapter 20, Love and Duty, Paragraph 195.1. It said, love has a twin sister, which is duty. Love and duty stand side by side. Love exercised while duty is neglected will make children headstrong. Willful, perverse, selfish, and disobedient. Again, love exercise while duty is neglected will make children headstrong, willful, perverse, selfish, and disobedient. A stern duty is left to stand alone without love to soften and win. It will have a similar result. Duty and love must be blended in order that children may be properly disciplined. May the Lord help us, you know, with our children. And we know children become adults, and, you know, these are the adults of our time and past time that were children who headstrong, willful, perverse, selfish, and disobedient. And we are God's children. And he's, with his love, cord of love, he's, you know, pulling us to his heart and, you know, telling us, you know, come home. It's time to get it right. It's time, you know, to give our all to him. We have to invest in the kingdom of heaven and not on the kingdom, not in the kingdom of earth, because we know this is perishing and everything we can see and touch will burn. May we ask the Lord to help us, to give a spirit of discernment, to be able to stand fast no matter what. Amen. Again, press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, so that you can share. Amen. God is truly worthy to be praised. I don't know, Sister Consonelli, if you are able to sing that song again. You just sung one verse, but we have time if you're able to sing it again. Watch Ye Saints, 598. So I'll open your line to see if you're able to sing that song, the whole 5 standard. Amen. So I'll open your line.
Okay.
Amen.
My voice is not the best right now. I'll sing. Watch. Watch Ye Saints. Oh, you see, my voice isn't coming up. Watch Ye Saints with eyelids waking, though the part of heavens are shaken. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning, ready for your Lord's returning. Lo, he comes. Lo, Jesus comes. Lo, he comes. He comes all glorious. Jesus comes to reign victorious. Lo, he comes. Yes, Jesus comes. Lo, the promise of your Savior, pardon sin and purchase favor, blood washed robes and crowns of glory. Is to tell redemption story. Lord, he comes. Lord, Jesus comes. Lord, he comes. He comes so glorious. Jesus comes to reign victorious. Lord, he comes. Yes, Jesus comes. Kingdoms at their base are crumbling. Hark, his chariot's wheels are rumbling. Tell, oh, tell of grace abounding. While the seven trump is sounding. Lo, he comes. Yes, Jesus comes. Lo, he comes. He comes, oh, glorious. Jesus comes to reign victorious. Lord, he comes. Yes, Jesus comes. Nations win, though proud and sadly. Christ is king. Thou hastened greatly. Earth, how late response is summoned. Shout ye saints, your Lord is coming. Lord, he comes. Lord, Jesus comes. Lord, he comes. He comes, oh glorious. Jesus comes to reign victorious. Lord, he comes.
last verse is, sinners come while Christ is pleading. Now for you, he's interceding. Is there grace and time diminished? Shall proclaim the mystery finished. Lord, he comes. Lord, Jesus comes. Lord, he comes. He comes all glorious. Jesus comes to reign victorious. Lord, he comes. Yes, Jesus comes.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lo, he comes. Jesus is coming, brothers and sisters. He's coming. And, you know, he comes victorious. He's coming for us. He's interceding now for you and I in the most heavenly place, in the most holy place.
Yeah.
May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. Amen. Okay, I'll go. Again, if there's anyone else who would like to share, please press 1 so that I can open your line. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. It's truly a blessing to, you know, be on the line, you know, with brothers and sisters on a Sabbath day. Many people are alone. Well, I'm alone, but I'm praise the Lord, I'm with you guys, but many people are alone, or some are just indulgent in things of the world, TV and, you know, what all kind of things of the world they're doing at this time when we know that the Lord is soon to come and he's going to ask us, what did we do with the time that we have? How did we spend our time? We have to give account of our time. May he help us truly. I'll go to the next caller. Again, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I have 2 callers that has pressed 1, and I will open the line for the first caller, 518-951. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved Sister Carla and beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Light. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. I just want to wish everyone a happy Sabbath. Sorry, I am on the line a little late. I came on a little late, but God is good, brothers and sisters. And as Sister Carla said, we, you know, many people doing different things, but we here have to really remember that he is coming soon, and we have to all be ready, prepare for his coming. Brothers and sisters, there was a sad news reached me this evening. It was very sad, but you know what? When we look upon all these things that is happening, we know that, you know, we have to be ready. We cannot wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow may not, you know, we may not be able to see tomorrow. When my niece is in Georgia, and I heard she went to bed night before last night. Tonight is Friday night, Friday, yes. And she went to bed Thursday night, and she never wake up Friday this morning. She went to her bed, and she never wake up, brothers and sisters, you know. And we hear that, we know that is very sad. Our mom is down there, also her children, around 3 girls. Those little girls were children that I used to take to church with me every Sabbath. They were with me. They grew up, now have their own, got married and have their own, but they all moved back down to moving to Georgia, where their mom is. And their grandmother is there, and their mom passed. So you know what? We always listen her that, you know, mother always bury children. No, children always bury their mom, right? But now we see it. Aunt Cherry, she's actually going into 80, around 82, 83, and she is still alive, is going to bury her daughter. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters, to lift up those family dear, especially the great-grandchildren, you know, just lift them up in prayer. Her name is the Campbell's family, you know, but God is good. And as this song said, my dear brothers and sisters, let us all be ready, he said, when he cometh, when he cometh, to make up his jewels, all his jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own, like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in their beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children who love their Redeemers, are the bright one, or the jewel, all the jewels of his own. So, my dear brothers and sisters, for all these jewels, and let us be ready, let us prepare. You know, one, my daughter, my eldest daughter, came up today, and her husband to spend the day with me, and brothers and sister on this line, when they got the news, I think, you know what, my daughter them was all bursting out, they were all sad, and you know, thank God I was there to really comfort them and say, this is the time, you all guys have to all be ready, because we do not know, look what happened. So I am asking again for prayer for the family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. We will keep the Campbell family in prayer. And sorry to hear about your loss, Sister Powell. You know, the family's going through a hard time at this time. As you said, her mother has to bury the daughter, and the children and the grandchildren are there. And it's a sad time to lose anyone. We know that God didn't design us to but because of sin, we have to die that first death. But let us be found in Jesus so that we can rise to meet him in the sky. Amen, amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for the next caller. Happy Sabbath again, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, beloved. Beloved brothers and sisters. How are you? How are you today? God is good. He's awesome. He's worthy to be praised, beloved brothers and sisters. God is awesome. He is good. He is merciful, Sister Carla. There is no one else like him. My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, for his grace. Because Sister Carla, God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Carla, the Lord is my walk and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? Sister Carla, the Lord, he is good. He's merciful. He's worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mom in prayer, because my mom needs a lot of prayer. Don't forget to lift me up in prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, don't forget to tell Sister Power to pray for my mother, pray for me. Don't forget to pray for our dear Brother Jihari too, because Brother Jihari was on the Azit Light Ministry, Sister Power and Sister Carla. So please lift him up in prayer, because he needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power and Sister Carla, because Brother Jihari needs a lot of prayer that the Lord will baptize life, that the Lord will baptize him in the name of Jesus. And Sister Carla, Sister Power will pray for Brother Jerry, that Brother Jerry will feel this prayer. Brother Jerry will feel this prayer tonight when Sister Power pray to the Lord. When Sister Power pray to the Lord, Brother Jerry will feel this prayer, Sister Carla. And Sister Carla, he will say, yes, Lord, I am ready. I am ready to baptize. He will say, yes, Lord, I am ready to baptize. And don't forget to pray for Sister Shamika. Let's put Sister Shamika in prayer, Sister Carla. Her name is S-H-E-M-I-C-A. Pray for Sister Carla. Sister Paula, don't forget to pray for Sister Jenny. Lift up Sister Jenny in prayer. Her name is Jenny too, Sister Paula. J-E-N-N-Y. Sister Jenny. Don't forget to pray for Sister Tatiana. Lift up Sister Tatiana in prayer. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jamal, Brother Javel. Lift him up in prayer, Sister Carla. Tell Sister Paul to lift him up in prayer, because I'm going to sing a song right now, Sister Carla, that the Lord, I will sing Sister Paul's song at this moment, Sister Carla. Under his wing, the Lord, Savior like me, under his wing, Savior. Let's sing it, Sister Carla. Let's sing it, Sister Power.
Zoom line, wherever you come in contact with people, and you know, this prayer line and write down the name so you can pray for them in your own personal prayer time. Amen. So I open Brother O'Neill line so that he can do a song of meditation. Then there's one more line before I open the line for the speaker. Brother O'Neill, your line is now open.
Yes, we want to thank God for his goodness again and my sincere condolence to the Campbell family and Sister Cole as the lost family member. And we know that God is with the family in their bereavement at this time. And Jesus Christ someday will come and all these things will be dissolved. There will be no more sorrow, no more pain, but joy forevermore. That's why I want to sing this song. We speak of the realms of the blessed. We speak of the realms of the blessed, that country so bright and so fair, and of all its glorious confess. But what must it be to be there? We speak of its paths they are gone, its walls that will endure forever, its wonders and pleasures untold. But what must it be to be there? We speak of its freedom of sin, from sorrow, temptation, and care, from trials without and within, but what must it be to be there? We speak of its service of love, of the road with the glorified there, of the church of the firstborn above, but what must it be to be there? Our morning is all at an end, where is my life-giving word? We see the new city descend, adorned as a bride for her Lord. The city so holy and clean, no sorrow can breed in the air, no gloom of affliction or sin, no shadow of evil is there. Through the meditation and woe, for heaven my spirit prepare, and shortly I also shall know, and feel what it is to be there. Then our bright fields we shall roam, in glory celestial and fair, with saints and with angels at home, and Jesus himself will be there. With saints and with angels at home, and Jesus himself will be there. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a beautiful song. We speak of the realm of the best. Amen. Jesus himself shall be there. Wow. Oh, just to meet our Savior, to see him face to face. What a wonderful, wonderful time that will be, and to be in his presence. May the Lord help us to truly strive to make it. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that song. And I will open this last line before we go into prayer again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I thank you so much for being with us this evening. I pray that you're being blessed with the songs, with the reading, and with the encouraging word. And we ought to be joyful on the Sabbath day as we're also mourning. We have to laugh with those that are happy and mourn and cry with those that are crying. Amen. So 931-724, your line is now open.
Happy Sabbath to everyone. Hope all is doing well. Calling from Tennessee, Ella Richardson. Brother O'Neill is glad to hear your voice and that song. Oh, yes, old-time song. Yes. And I'm happy to know that Advent Light Ministry is still going strong. Praise the Lord. And that's what we need to do, to hold up each other's hand and to pray, to press on and just cheer on as we go by the grace of God. Hope everyone is having a wonderful Sabbath and hoping that we are receiving the blessings that the Lord have in store for us. I just want to do a song. You know, this song, it's really, it's telling us that, and we are saying that I'll go where you want me to go. I know sometimes we are so reluctant to do when God calls us to do something, we tend to make excuses and we lack faithfulness to God and make excuses that, you know, Lord, I can't do this, I can't do that. But we must rest assured that when Jesus called us to do something, he said he will be with us all through the end. He will never leave us nor forsake us. All right, I'll go where you want me to go. Open our hearts. Let me just cue this song here as it's coming on. And it's good to hear your voice, Sister Carla. And hope you're having a wonderful Sabbath yourself by the grace of God. I'll go where you want me to go.
It may not be on the mountain height over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front. My Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he calls to pass, I do not know. I'll answer, dear Lord, with my heart in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. Or mountain or plain or sea, I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there a loving word with Jesus would have me speak. There may be now in the path of sin some wonder whom I should seek. O Savior, if thou will be my guide through dark and rugged the way, my voice shall echo the message sweet. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lovely place in earth have its fields so wide, where I may labor through life's short day for Jesus the crucified. So trust in my all unto thy care, Lord. I
I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord, I'll be what you want me to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath to all. God's blessing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson. That was beautiful. Happy Sabbath to you.
Happy.
And your family.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. It's truly worthy to be praised, and we ought to praise him with everything that we have. It said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let us have a word of prayer. I'll do a word of prayer because I want to pray for the Campbell family. Sister Powell, niece, passed away. She went to sleep and she didn't wake up. I believe that was Thursday night. She went to sleep and she never woke up. So let us pray and pray for the prayer request of Brother Eli, unspoken prayer requests, and Brother O'Neill, and each and every one of us that's on. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we are so grateful, Lord, to come into your presence and to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for health and strength, because we know that health is wealth, oh Father. And once you're healthy, is you have wealth, because you don't have to spend money on doctor bills and other things. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy unto us, oh Lord. Help us, oh Father, to be upright. Help us to be righteous as you are. Help us to be holy without blemish, oh Father, as in your word, Lord. Psalms 119, verse 133 said, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me or over my brothers and sisters, O Lord. Look thou upon us and be merciful unto us, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name, O Father. Please, Lord, help us and deliver us from the oppression of men, so we can keep thy precept, O Father. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this time that we get to come down and address you and saying, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, we come into your presence, O Father, in the name of Jesus, unrighteous, O Lord, sinful, Lord, poor, Lord, weak, Lord, broken, O Father. We're nothing but clay, O Lord, but we ask, O Father, that we may be clay in your hands, that you will shape us and mold us. Create us into that man, that woman, that child that you would want us to be, O Father. Let us read our title clear, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We have title to our heavenly mansion, O Father. Have mercy upon us, O Father, when we cannot read our title clear, O Father, when we let the dictation of the world and those that are sinful take over our mind and tell us what we ought to do and how. Father, may we know that we have a Savior in heaven and most heavenly sanctuary interceding on our behalf. Oh, Lord, may we follow you, oh, Lord, and know that you are pleading for us, that you are cleaning the sanctuary and soon to stand up, Lord. I ask that you will be with the Campbell family in the Markway, Lord. Help them, oh, Father, as they're going through this time of bereavement, oh, Father, the loss of a daughter, a mother, a sister, a niece, oh, Lord, an aunt, a cousin, a friend, oh, Lord. Please help the family, Lord. Put your loving arms around them, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. May they seek you to sympathize in Jesus, who wept with those that are weeping right now, Lord. Please give them hope, give them courage, Lord. I pray that they will give their hearts to you. Bless Sister Powell Continue, Lord, to strengthen her. Continue, Lord, to lead her and guide her, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, the project in Jamaica, and those books she hands out, those that she's ministering to also here, Lord. Be with them, Lord. Bless her prayer. Hear her cry, Lord. Bless the hearts of the people that they will be in tune to your spirit, O Father. Have mercy upon them. Be with Brother O'Neill in Amarque, Lord. You know his desire to serve you, Lord. I ask that you will have mercy upon him. Help him, O Father, to submit all his ways to you so that you will rightly lead him and guide him in the direction and the way and the place that he should be now. Out of the city you have called us, Lord, each and every one of us on this line, Lord. Be with Brother Eli. Thank you for him. I thank you for his faithfulness. We ask that you will bless him, touch him, Lord. His mother also, be with her, Lord, and she's praying for Jenny, Shamika, Tatiana, Lord. He also praying for Jamal, Javel, Isma, Johari, and also Sister Taimiko, Taiwana, Taisha, and Tony, and also his other prayer requests, oh, Father, names that he had mentioned before. We lift them up before you. You know all the needs of those people, oh, Lord. You know what they're, where they are, what they're doing at this moment, Lord. I ask that your Holy Spirit will touch them, O Father. Wake them out of this, the sleep, the slumber of the worldly thing, that their mind will be on heavenly thing, and that they will repent of their sins and give their heart to you, O Lord. Bless their sister, Consonelli, Lord. Be with her in a special way, Lord. Protect her and guide her. Keep her, Father, as she's ministering to others, and she's passing out books, oh Lord. Pray that they will read the books that have been passed out, even amongst each and every one of us that have passed out books, oh Father, that people will turn those pages and see, oh Lord, that you're speaking to them through the books, oh Lord. Please be with Sister Leola and her husband and her son and daughter and grandchildren, Lord. Bless them, oh Father, for the work they're doing, Lord. You know their desire to serve you and to get out the city, O Lord. We ask that you will work accordingly in her life, O Lord. May they have fruits, O Father, in the name of Jesus, so that they can be holy like you are, Father. I thank you for Sister Brenda and her husband, Brother John, O Father. I thank you for their dedication to serve you. I thank you for their testimony. Lord, bless them, O Father. Hear their prayer, Lord. Heal them, O Father, from their infirmity, O Father. As just now, my right arm elbow was hurting, and I was drinking some peppermint tea, and you said, put some cayenne pepper in it. And as I put some cayenne pepper in it and I drank it, the pain went away right away. No medication needed. We thank you for the herbs, the seeds, the leaf that you have given us for healing, Lord. May we all learn these remedies, O Father, when it's come a time that we won't be able to go to the hospital. We won't even be able to leave our community, O Father, because of fear of being locked up or put in jail or being beaten or abused, O Lord. As we know, we are in the last days, and they're trying to do everything to take our rights away, O Father, to harm us, to kill us, O Father, because they're doing the work of the enemy. Oh, Lord, but we know you see everything, every eye, tears that falls, oh, Lord, you see it, and it falls into a bottle, oh, Father. And we thank you, Father, for the speaker at the hour, Lord. We ask that you will bless him, Lord. You know all about him, oh, Father. There's nothing hidden from you, oh, Father. I ask that you will touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, O Lord. Be with his family, his children in a marked way, Lord. You know the hearts of your people, O Lord. Help them, O Father, that they will turn to you and repent, O Father, and draw closer to you, O Father. Please bless me and my son and daughter, Lord. Help us that we will give our heart to you, O Lord, that we will say, whether we live or die, we are yours, that we will call others and tell them about your soon coming and not be ashamed of the gospel, Lord. Help us to prove You said, prove me and see, try me and see, oh Lord. Help us to try and see, oh Lord, that your goodness and your faithfulness changes not, Lord. You are the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and you never change, Lord, and you loved us so much that you gave. There's love in giving. You gave your only begotten Son, and if we only believe, Lord, we will be saved, Lord, because he will change us from the inside out. We thank you again, Lord. We praise you, Father. We glorify, we magnify your name, Lord. Thank you for the Richardson family. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for their children and their grandchildren, the work that they're doing up there, Lord. We ask that you will bless them in that little part of Iron City. Bless their family, Lord. Bless the community, Father, the church. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch the heart of your people as we're in different towns, in different country, our family, in different part of the world, Lord. Speak to them in a language only they can understand, oh, Father, and may they have a response. May they hear, come up higher. May they take heed, oh, Father, before it's too late, Lord. We thank you ever so much. We praise you, Lord. We glorify, we magnify your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving and honor. Amen. Amen. And now I will open the line for our speaker tonight. Will be Brother Mozart. He will speak in the place of Brother Yudi. Amen. And I will go ahead and open the line. Happy Sabbath and welcome, Brother Mozart. Okay, can you hear me? Could you press 1, Brother Mozart? Sorry, can you press 1? I opened the 11111 number. Okay. Just a moment, brothers and sisters. It's 203. Okay. Just a moment. I will play a song as Brother Mozart is coming on.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so having Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know
the line again. Brother Mozart, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty. Please unmute your phone, Brother Mozart. the phone that you're on?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Amen. Coming in loud and clear.
Praise God.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath, everyone, and it is a joy to be in the land of the living, given the circumstances, and I pray that everybody can hear me well.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. This is a golden opportunity to speak an eternal language while we are yet under the dominion of time. Speaking eternal language while under the dominion of time. This is why the Lord has given us Jesus Christ. And as we surrender ourselves to him, that we may be a sanctuary for the safekeeping of his promises, even his 10 commandments, which are not grievous. And we are to tell the world and show the world that they are not grievous by our countenance, by the smile, and by the peace that shines on our faces, though the heavens fall. But there is not a trial. There is not a circumstance. There is not an illness. There is not a grievance that can separate the Christian from the love of Christ. And the love of Christ, it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, constrains us even when we are beset by the heaviest besetment of life. Because of the love of Christ, our joy cannot be removed. My brothers and sisters, it is beyond measure what you and I are experiencing here. And this is why the Bible says that the just shall live by faith in Romans 1, verse 17, because we do not have the capacity. We don't have anything man-made that can measure what this experience is all about. Now, before I speak, let me have a word of prayer, because there's nothing good that can come from me. So I will let the word, and I pray that you will avail yourselves to be earthen vessels, as it says in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, in Christ's hands, and that those words may fall on fertile ground, and that they may germinate and be a savor of life unto life unto others. In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity of prayer. It is the science. If not the science of science, I don't know. As mere mortals, destitute in our nature, we can fall on our knees and open heaven. And that is not a symbolic representation. It is a physical act. When we fall on our knees to pray unto our Father, heaven opens. John 1 verse 51 says that from now on, that you will see heaven open, angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And Lord, everybody that is within hearing has proof. I pray that we all have tangible proof that the Son of Man is not on this earth, but he is our high priest in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. So that means that angels are not ascending and descending upon the earth, are doing so upon the representatives, even the ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. Lord, thank you for the Holy Sabbath day, which is a sign between you and your people. And this is this sign that has taught us that your work of creation was complete and it was perfect. And this is why you, everyone that is within hearing, is required to be perfect. In Matthew 5, verse 48, you say, "Be ye perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." And we don't have to conjecture. You have given us a sure foundation. You have given us your way. And in Psalm 18, verse 30, you say, "Thy way is perfect." And this is why if we go down the path of your way, then we will reach Christian perfection. Have mercy upon all of us, Lord. There are many on this line that are here for diverse reasons. I don't know them all, but Lord, in Psalm 26, verse 2, we pray together, and we touch and agree, and we say, "Lord, please sound my heart and my reign. And that which is foreign to your kingdom, please remove, and that which is pleasant unto you, Lord, please receive it. Forgive our sins, forgive our transgressions, forgive our iniquities." As we come together and to share and to be enlightened and to be emboldened, to be empowered and to be edified to salvation. Lord, this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, my name is Mozart. Brother Mozart, it was here. I am a mere mortal, just like you all. I breathe in, I breathe out. I am here in Arkansas with Brother Yudi, and we are co-laboring together at the Tree of Life. And there are many things that I would like to share with you all, but I am being impressed to share certain things that are transpiring at the Tree of Life. If not today, maybe throughout the week. I pray that with all the transaction, all the conversation that you've had with Brother Yuri, he has shared with you the work that is taking place here, and that you may be impressed to join in John 9 verse 4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." My brothers and sisters, we are under the dominion of time, as I said earlier. A time is going to come when you and I, hopefully you can hear. And if you cannot hear, it will be a sad day. In Revelation 16, verse 17, somebody can read that for us. Can somebody read that for us, Sister Carla? Revelation 16, verse 17.
Amen. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 17 read, "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done."
Amen.
Amen. My brothers and sisters are Seventh-day Adventist Christians. If you are not Seventh-day Adventist, it is time to know your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what his role is, what his title is, that you also may read your title clear. Jesus Christ, in Hebrews 4, verse 15, is our high priest who is not foreign to our infirmities. And we know that in Psalms 110, verse 1, it says that the Father tells the Son to come and sit my right hand until I make your enemies die. If you're not awakened yet, it is time, way past time, to be awakened as to what is taking place around the world. And whatsoever it is that you can put your hands to do it. Because the seal of God will be placed upon those that are given the world a warning. Are given the trumpet a certain sound, not only by the posts on social media, but what you and I we're doing with our hands, where we're going with our feet, and what we subject our senses. So in the Tree of Life, I don't know how much Brother Udi has shared with you. But for this week, we had, I will speak briefly about yesterday and today. There's a lady by the name of Catherine who's been fighting cancer for 8 years, stage 4, breast cancer. And she had a tumor around her left clavicle. And she's been fighting this tumor for 8 years. He is doing chemo, but he's also doing some natural remedies. He came to a lecture that was presented at Tree of Life about a month ago. He met Sister Diana Booker, and I think they've established a relationship. They speak to each other. And when she had come to the Tree of Life, I guess she had a brief consultation with Brother Udi. Brother suggested that she take this concoction to help her fight disease, and this concoction is called Entramat. I have been in Arkansas for about a month. I was there when Catherine came to hear Sister Diana Booker speak. So I will venture to say in about a month, this lady came yesterday, the day before yesterday, Wednesday she came. Now, when she had previously met with Brother Udi, she was really reserved, and there was not much beyond the fact that she has cancer and nothing really about her personal life as to, her status, in society and stuff like that. Those things weren't readily known. But a lot of times when people that are affluent and they have to come to people that are of a lesser class for help, they try to masquerade their identity. I don't know. But we know happens in the Bible with Nicodemus when he was supposed to meet with Christ and he waited until nighttime to make himself known unto Christ. But Christ checked him at the door. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Well, Sister Catherine came and did not say much about her. And then we, on Wednesday she came and she said, I have a testimony. Now, mind you, there were people, I think Wednesday was probably our busiest day in the store. And she came in and she wanted to stop traffic and to tell everyone, and she called me by name, to show people what had taken place, because I was busy making smoothies. Brother Udi was giving a lecture at the Pius Cancer Institute in Arkansas. We were undermanned, but thank God for his omniscience. Sister Melissa, brave woman, came in and stepped up. She stepped up in the place of her husband. And we were trying to do our best to meet the demand. So while we were busy doing what we're doing, Catherine came and she opened her mouth as loud as she could. And she called me by name and said, look. And she stretched her collar, what she was wearing, to show the place where the tumor was. And so I don't know if you know what a clavicle. Clavicle is the left side. The left side of the clavicle is your left collarbone. It's like right under there. That's where the tumor was. And she said, look, for 8 years, I've been trying to fight this tumor, and it would not go away. And now this tumor is completely gone. She had to point to the place where the tumor was for me to see where the tumor was. And the Lord, through Entromax, had removed this tumor from Catherine. And because she testified on Wednesday, my brother and sister, Satan is no joke. You know, there's a saying that goes, for every action, an equal, even an opposite reaction. And this is why we are involved in our spiritual warfare, and this warfare will go on until we hear what is said in Revelation 16, verse 17, where it says, it is done. As soon as we hear that, that means the ministerial work, the the work of Christ as a mediator will cease. It will no longer be interceding on behalf of mankind, but he will stand as judge. Until then, we will continue to fight this fight. So the lady testified that the Lord had removed that tumor. But she has a husband, and the husband is a veteran, Air Force. We have much in common since I also served in the military, of course, different branch. U.S. Navy, but the husband is a little bit older. Look, but this lady, it sits on the board of directors for the medical community here in Arkansas. At least at the highest medical center, but for there, I think there are two of them. There's that, and then there's the Baxter Medical Center. So she's the board of directors. So she came in and almost made a fool out of herself to show how what God is doing in the store has worked for her. So now Satan went after the husband that very same night, Wednesday night. So Wednesday around noon, she came to testify, and the lady did not sleep Wednesday night. So Thursday morning, she hurried and came, and she was a different lady. she did come. There was a particular smoothie that she likes. You know, she had the day she testified, and she came back and she asked for the same smoothie. And we also had another busy day, but she came to me. While I was trying to ring her out, and she opened up. And the lady, and Catherine said that she is, that's when I found out that she was still on chemo. She's still doing chemo. When I asked her for how long, she said forever. That's what the doctors tell her. And that I told her, well, you know, now you have to detox and get this chemo out of your system. Otherwise, the chemo will take you out. Actually, that's what happens with cancer patients. It's the chemo that takes them out. It's not really the cancer. It's the chemo. And 3% of people that use 3% of people that use chemo make it. So there's a 97% chance that chemo will take the people out. So when I told her, she told me that she was on chemo, and then that's when she told me she did not sleep last night. Her husband has dementia. He was out of his mind. You know, he was hallucinating, and apparently, he went back to that time that he was serving in the Air Force, and at the same time losing his balance, falling, and he was incontinent that night. And he could not even hold his own urine. So Catherine had to run to the hospital with him. Again, Catherine is stage 4 breast cancer, under chemo, and she's taking care of a demented husband. So Catherine came to me, and she broke down in that she doesn't know what else to do. And she sits on the board of directors at this medical facility. And this is how heavy the need is here, my brothers. And when I told her, this is why the Tree of Life ministry is here. It is here to offer a support system for people that whensoever they feel burdened, overburdened, that they may place a call. Because we also do house visits. So when she started saying much more, I could not handle it all myself. And that's when, thank God, I offered to pray with her. And she accepted that I prayed with her. And I prayed with Catherine. And Catherine, after she said amen, she expressed sentiments of relief. And my brothers and sisters, this is why I read John 9, verse 4. It says that I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. If you don't know, the World Economic Forum has set an appointment, they will set a date, an ultimatum, 2030, for the medical community to shut down all hospitals, and are they going to transition from hospitals to homespitals. There is a medical documentary online on YouTube. Y'all, if you're interested, you can go and watch. This documentary says that by 2025, the medical community will implode on itself because of diabetes. And diabetes is the sixth leading cause of death. And of course, we know what COVID-19 has done and what it is doing. And iatrogenesis, which is a different term, it's a technical term for malpractice, is the third leading cause of death. So diabetes is the sixth leading cause of death, and they prognosticate that it will take out the medical infrastructure in 2025 because of the burden that it will place on it. Because everybody that is diagnosed with diabetes, they are never told that they can reverse it. They are told that they are going to go on medication for the rest of their life. And with COVID-19, it is added pressure, and that is definitely not the straw that will break the camel's back. But so the World Economic Forum is saying that in 2030, they will transition from hospitals to hospitals. And death by medicine, which is a bunch of scientists and doctors that came together and said the medical community is unsustainable, cannot last past 2025. And they say because of diabetes, it will collapse in 2025. And diabetes is the sixth leading cause of death. And malpractice is the third leading cause of death. So because of the inception of COVID-19, we can see the death rate ramping up because of malpractice, mass misdiagnosis and all these things. Then we can venture to say that this infrastructure of the medical industry may not see 2025. Because if they prognosticate that, you know, diabetes will take it out in 2025, and malpractice, which is rampant through COVID-19, then it will not see 2025. So I'm saying all this to let you know that the Twitter prophecy says in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 7, page 62, paragraph 1, that it is time that every member of the church, every member of the church should take up medical missionary work. So my brothers and sisters, today is the Sabbath of the Lord. He says in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light. We have about 8 billion people in the world. There is no way this medical infrastructure will sustain another pandemic on top of COVID-19. You would have to have at least 1 billion doctors and nurses to answer to an 8 billion people crisis. And those figures are not corroborated. We do not have 1 billion doctors and nurses. So I think death by medicine, that documentary may be on to something. If you are in the medical community, whatever shape or form, and you are on this line, you can bear your own witness as to what is taking place in your sphere. And the amount of people that are leaving don't know how they're going to replace those people. And those that are volunteering coming, I don't know if they have the experience to complement the void. So my brothers and sisters, we are in a fracture critical intersection where it's like a rope that has two ends, and it's being held by a thread. This is where we are. Now, if you've never heard of climate change is the vessel that will bring in the Sunday law. It will bring the Sunday law because everybody believes in saving the planet and COVID-19 was a health issue, and we are transitioning to climate change, which is also a health issue. Did you know? Did you know that rest is the seventh law of health in the eight laws of health? Did you know that? In the New START acronym, the letter R stands for rest, and the prevalent solution for climate change is Sunday rest. So we're going from COVID-19 to climate change. COVID-19 was a health issue, and now they have made climate change a health issue. And this is why they're asking for rest. And the people are at a state of unrest. People are breaking down. They are broken. They are tired. They are coming into the store saying, I am tired of being in pain. I want to change my life. Whatsoever you will tell me, I will do. I have taken both shots. After I've taken both shots, I've also taken the flu shot. And I am, it's like every hair on my head is hurting. Help me. These are the things that we are hearing here in the Tree of Life store. And my brothers and sisters, in Matthew 24, verse 7, it says, this is the beginning of sorrows. Are you ready to stand when it all breaks loose? Am I ready? Isn't it a boon to know that the Lord our God had foreseen such a time and that he had given us the Sabbath? And that we can replenish and we can meet with him and we can lay those things down at his feet and say, Lord, please fill me up that I may answer the demand that is out in the world. And that the people that are unbelieving, that do not believe that Jesus Christ is God and that he came to extend an invitation to life as it is in heaven, that they may see his reflection in my face. They may see his reflection in my life. They may see his meekness in my demeanor. And that they may see his easy yoke as I approach the vicissitudes of life, the challenges of life, the trials. Those things that easily beset us, whether it be a family member that knows every button to push, whether it be a boss, whether it be, you know, a personal issue that continues to keep us from reflecting fully the character of Christ. It is time. Christ has been in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary for 177 years. And the time will come when we will hear, those of us who are faithful, it is done. Those of us who are not faithful, we will hear thunder and lightning, unfortunately. My brothers and sisters, I do not want to go forward anymore. I can stay here and speak more. But I wish that you understand how privileged you are. In Luke 10, verses 23 and 24, it says, many kings, many prophets, would love to see the things that you see, and they would love to hear the things that you hear. We're talking about you and I. Yes, we are seeing things that have not been seen. We are hearing things that have not been heard. There's one man that the Lord had allowed to see a glimpse of what we will be facing as the Church of Christ on this earth, 144,000 that was staying on Mount Zion with the lamb. It was, this man was Daniel. Daniel was a strong man. At 80 years old, he was walking around and doing things that most 50-year-olds today cannot do. And Daniel had a glimpse in Daniel 8, verse 27, of what we would be, we would have to face. And Daniel collapsed and was sick many days. If you want to read it, you can go to Daniel 8, verse 27, and you will hear and see that the Lord God must find residence in your heart and in my heart in order for us to stand to see the light of day. Because there has never been a time where the human race has ever been so weak. This is the weakest generation of human race, And there's no way, no, anybody can stand in the face of the crisis that is coming, cataclysm that is coming. Daniel, thousands of years ago, could not stand, and he had the perfect diet and the perfect constitution, walked for months from his hometown to Babylon, his captivity. Strong man, but could not stand. That's to show you what we have to face. This is time for you and I to die to self. Let Christ take full residence in your heart and in my heart, and that we may speak peace and grace to a world that is bound to self-destruction and oblivion. May God bless you all. And I pray that I've said a few words of encouragement, because Christ is in the most holy place. In John 14, verse 12, he says that the things that I do, you will do greater things. Greater than these things will you do, because I go to the Father. Before 1844, there has never been a human being in a glorified body in the most holy place that they have in the sanctuary as a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. That has never been done before 1844. And this is why you and I have opportunities open to us that kings and prophets before did not have. 2 Peter 1, verse 19 to 21 says, we have more sure word of prophecy. Do you know what that means? This prophecy must find residence in your heart and in my heart, that we may speak it. Have mercy. Lord, my brothers and sisters, let us surrender all to Jesus, those things that may be presented to us as impossible, as the work is laid out before us to do. Revelation 3, verse 8, Jesus Christ says, I have laid open before you a door that no man can shut. So enter in, my brother and sister. Enter in and co-labor with your maker in the closing work of redemption. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you have mercy upon us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who has led us and will continue to lead us into all truth. And that because we are one with you, as you have prayed in John 17, verses 19 to 23, that there cannot be any secret to your children, because there is no secret known to God. Matthew, Psalm 25, verse 14 says, the secrets of the Lord are with them that fear him. And the first angel's messages, the first angel message said, we are to fear God and give glory to him. And there is a group of people on this earth that embody this message. And we are to go to the four corners of the world and share this message in word and in deed. I pray that everyone that is on this line may be comforted, may be strengthened to know that Christ for 177 years has been waiting for them to say, Lord, send me. And that, Father, you will equip those that answer the call. Because those you call, you qualify. Romans 8:30. Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for Sister Carla. Mr. this line and bless those who are here, I don't know, maybe for the first time, and those that have been here for some time, that they may be equipped and allow Christ to find residence in their heart, and that may, wheresoever their soul or their foot may tread, they will believe that that have I given unto you, he says in Joshua 1 verse 3. Lord, help us to have the faith of Jesus in these last days, we pray. Those things we fail to ask, please add that which we said that should not have been admitted in this conversation. We pray, Lord, that you would blot them out from our minds and from your books. Those that are sick, please, this is the perfect day for healing, the Sabbath day. So please extend your healing hand and heal. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Mozart, for the spoken word. I was blessed. I pray that my brothers and sisters were blessed and they received the message. And may the Lord truly help us as we search the scripture, as we search our hearts and see where we are struggling, where we are weak, so we can come up higher and that we may reflect his lovely image as we go through our trials or temptations and or, you know, a little annoyance or whatever it is. Again, praise the Lord. May the Lord continue to bless you and bless the Tree of Life, Brother Udi, and each and everyone that's on this prayer line, via telephone or via the internet. May you search with all your heart for the Lord so he can reveal himself to you and show you what you need to remove and allow him to remove it. Amen. So again, thank you, brothers and sisters, and happy Sabbath. I pray that all will have a blessed Sabbath and share the word with others and encourage others, pray for others. We are to intercede for those that are sick, those that are dying. Even if we are ourselves, we have to call others to intercede for us and to pray with us. Amen. So please reach out to your brothers and sisters, any one of us, please reach out to us for prayer. May we not be so busy and not to have a helping hand or a thoughtful ears to listen and to pray and encourage. Amen. Happy Sabbath. Jesus loves you. Thank you for joining.
Jesus loves me when a stranger wandering far.